They listen. You are blessed, not just by receiving the peace, the mercy, or the grace of God. You must recognize, and I say to my colleagues, and as I listen to the testimonies, I am so grateful for what I have heard. Because Paul writes to him and he says to him, Timothy, remember that from a child you have the scripture. Yes. Remember, Timothy, that you have benefited from a godly mother and grandmother. Your generational support has been intact. Your mother and your grandmother has demonstrated faith that you can see. You don't need to go and question it because you have seen it come to pass within their lives. He's reminding them, as we remind ourselves, that our grandparents and our parents before us, for the most part, did not go to university. Many of them could not read adequately in life, but they found Jesus, and they found a faith in Jesus Christ. They have come to know Jesus, that when they were in distress, they call, and he says, call unto me, and even before you call, I will answer you. These ministers have come to realize that there is a faith that is undergirded, not by theological training, not by philosophical training, but by the gift of the Most High Almighty God. I want to call upon the churches that have these servants of the living God. I want to remind these churches that your pastors are not necessarily the most spiritual people in the church. They have come to the church and found mothers and found fathers who have spent more hours at the throne of Jesus. And therefore, you must support them with your prayers. You must support them with your encouragement. Your mother and your grandmother, their faith and their prayers have supported you. The Apostle Paul tells Timothy, says, listen, I thank God for you every day. We are grateful and thankful to God for every saint of God who brings the servant of God to the throne of grace each and every day. I tell my family I have about 50 mothers all around this nation. I am so grateful and blessed. All around this nation, when they pray from Portland all the way to Negril, and they never forget the servants of the living God. Your mother, your grandmother has prayed for you, has lived the faith before you. You do not need to look to the right nor to the left to find an example of a living faith. And then Paul tells him one last thing. He says, listen to me. Listen to me. I commend the fact that you have had your theological training. I commend the fact that your parents and grandparents have prayed for you. I commend the fact that the faithful servants in the church continue to pray for you. But I want you to know something. I want you to understand this, my brothers and sisters. You are not where you are because you wanted to be there. You are not a pastor because you love your job. He says, no. He says, let me tell you something. He says, remember that you are to do what? Fan the flame that is within you, that came when we laid our hands upon you and the Spirit of the living God granted you a gift. In the midst of all that will happen in ministry, if you are ministering not with the calling and gifting of the Holy Spirit, it shall become a failure. For the Spirit of the Lord reminds every minister, when the going get tough, when the going get tough, the Spirit of the living God comes to our heart and reminds us, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, hallelujah, said the living God. Every minister must understand that the enemy wants us to fail. He wants to strike the shepherd so that the sheep goes astray. And the devil, no, don't change your mind about that. He doesn't care whether you go to seminary or not. He comes to rob, to steal, and to destroy. So, Paul writes to Timothy. And he says, despite all the negative, despite all the negatives around you, rest assured that you can be a success. And the congregation God has called you to serve can be a success. Because the Spirit of the living God has gifted you to minister in his name. And therefore, Paul says to Timothy, no matter what you are doing, be careful to always fan the flame. We're living in a stove world where it is gas and electricity. And no wood fire anymore and no coal fire. But I can talk to some people who understand the concept of coal fire. When you light the thing, you have to fan it. You have to blow it. You know what I'm saying? You go down by your knee. And fan it. Get down on your knees and fan it. Because God intends for it to become a blazing fire. He doesn't want any lukewarm ministers. He wants ministers who are on fire for the living God. And when all around you are discouragement, if there is one fire that should be burning in any community, it must be yours. If you don't fan the fire, he go out and the pudding go put by a boil. I remind you, my colleague minister, as you go forth in ministry, fan the flame, fan the fire, spend time before Almighty God on your knees as you fan the fire so that it blaze, it becomes a big fire. That when we call all of the truck with fire brigade up, it can't hold it. Can't hold it. You have been spiritually blessed of Almighty God. Grace, mercy, and peace has been extended to you. You have been undergirded by generational prayers and support. Your mother, your grandmother, all if you did dead in their church. And you must understand that their faith is an example for you. And never forget that God in his wisdom has gifted you a ministry. And all he asks of you, fan the fire. Make it blaze. Let it burn to the advantage and to the grace of Almighty God. God bless you as you keep fanning your fire. Amen.